And now we have letters from the readers of the Norwich Evening News from the past 7 days. We start with letters commenting on local MP George Freeman's recent train problem. There is no sympathy from Trevor Lewis of Trouse. Local MP George Freeman complains that a Greater Anglia train did not wait at Cambridge for joining passengers, himself included, from a late-running Great Northern service. Perhaps he should remind himself that this is partly the consequence of the Conservatives' franchise rail system, whereby one rail company has little or no incentive to help the other passengers of another railway company, and indeed has to pay compensation to other rail companies if a service delay has knock-on effects. If he is still unhappy about this, perhaps he ought to write to the new Transport Minister, who is George Freeman, MP. Ron Brewer of Old Buckenham has similar feelings. I think that my erstwhile MP George Freeman doth protest too much after missing his train connection at Cambridge. As a Member of Parliament, he shouldn't expect any special treatment, and being looked upon as an ordinary member of the travelling public will surely help him in his job as Transport Minister. Frank Connolly of Downham Market takes the opportunity to suggest the reinstatement of old railway lines in Norfolk. If Transport Minister and local MP George Freeman wants to start a transport revolution in the east of England, he could do worse than look at the pre- and post-beaching railway map of the area for ideas of where to start. Since the beaching-inspired cuts of 1960s and 70s, the area, and in particular North Norfolk, is a rail desert. At the moment, the only decent rail links in Norfolk are out of it, from Norwich to Suffolk, Cambridge and London, and the only way to get from West Norfolk to Norwich by rail is via Cambridgeshire. A good place to start would be the reinstatement of the line from King's Lynn to Wyndham via Swaffham and Dereham, and the Mid-Norfolk Railway, followed by the line from Dereham to Fakenham, which would open up rail access in Norfolk from the north of the county for tourism, housing and jobs. Only in my dreams, though, I suspect the new Victorian spirit will end just west of the NDR.
Our final two letters lend support to the installation of the Helter Skelter in Norwich Cathedral and make attempts to rebut the criticisms it has collected. Frank Page of Norwich takes issue with Gavin Ashenden, once chaplain to the Queen. Regarding A Stairway to Heaven, August the 9th, thank you and well done on your balanced and accurate reporting of our Seeing It Differently project at the Cathedral. What a shame that a senior cleric like Gavin Ashenden should so carelessly and thoughtlessly dismiss the project. He is completely wrong in claiming that the Helter Skelter mocks God. In reality, for 11 days, along with other thoughtful activities, visitors may climb the tower erected near the west door in order to contemplate, in the beauty of the roof bosses, God's amazing love and generosity in the creation, preservation and salvation of the world in Jesus Christ. A little such contemplation by Mr. Ashenden might lift his eyes, even to the hills from whence cometh my help. Judith Daniels of Cobham explains how she came round to becoming more accepting of the installation. I read the various views about the installation of a Helter Skelter in the nave of Norwich Cathedral, and I too have very mixed feelings about this innovation. At first I was horrified and felt that the manifestation of the fairground should be left outside, and men and women and children should appreciate that cathedrals are indeed special and unique places, and not repositories of all things secular. But then I read the leader, and perhaps felt that this is a modern and fun way to interact with its more inaccessible treasures, such as the roof bosses. The fact, too, that it is a temporary fixture, and if it does attract many more visitors, who am I to deny this positive outcome? I feel that this will be an issue that will inflame or delight many people, and would perhaps expect even Christ himself to have a wry grin on his face. Sometimes you have to meet people where they are. And if the church feels that this is the direction to go in, at least you cannot accuse them of being staid and set in the old traditional ways. And it has got people engaged and talking, which cannot be bad. So, if the jury is still out, the cathedral's hierarchy cannot be accused of not pushing the boundaries of a 21st century experience, or as other people will think, a sliding down to the bottom. And that is all for letters for this week.